At exactly 7 minutes past six, it is that time to look at developments on the market. It's all green with the All-Share Financials, Resources, Industrials, Gold, and the Top 40 ending the day up. Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, joins us in studio. Good evening, Gary.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me.
Talk us through the day's market developments. What transpired today? A better day?
Yeah, a slightly better day. We had the Rand firming up a little bit. So we're back down to 14.03 against the dollar, which I think is expected. You always get those kind of knee-jerk reactions after, you know, events like the mini-budget.
Yeah.
And then everyone calms down, and I think that's what we saw today. It did take a little bit of the shine off the big heavyweight industrial counters that operate primarily offshore. But yeah, there was a couple of events as well. So we also got ShopRite results out, at least the operational update. Stock got punished heavily on the back of it, though, down at 1.3%. Just I think, again, you know, a difficult consumer environment. And, you know, it's like-for-like sales not quite where analysts were expecting.
Yeah, and where ShopRite is concerned, we are used to seeing good numbers even when things are not so great. Now, what then do you make of the local bond market and the Rand having been hit hard after the mini-budget? Do we expect the sentiment to continue, as we know that it's uncertain times going into the December ANC elections, as well as the rating agencies basically barking negativity?
No, it's certainly, I think if you speak to any investment banking clients at the moment, as soon as you kind of float the idea that there could potentially be, you know, an upside to our market, perhaps things in South Africa are not too bad, you get shot down immediately. So certainly sentiment around the local market is very, very poor. And maybe a little bit too poor as well. So what we look at is what's called a credit default swap. So it's essentially the cost of insuring South African debt.
Mm-hmm.
And off the mini budget, we did see the spreads moving out, and it moved to about 180 basis points. Now, what's that telling us, the interpretation that you can draw from that, is that currently the local market isn't just pricing in one downgrade. It's actually pricing in two downgrades. Yeah. So that's what the market's saying. Now, whether we're going to get two downgrades, I think, is unlikely. So what I'm saying is a lot of this looks to already be inside the financial market. So you might see the losses from here are limited as people start to settle down. Certainly, I think, looking at general opinion polls, the chance of a local currency a credit rating downgrade within the next month is almost a certainty. So we are going to see that, and that will force sellers of our market because of just the mechanistic way that these global ETFs invest.
Right. Then we move on to the oil price. We know that the petrol price is already going up 4 cents on the petrol side. That is coming up on Wednesday. The price of petrol is going up just over $60 a barrel, that mark.
Yeah, which I think 4 cents increase in the petrol price is not too bad, all things considered.
We must factor in all the other consecutive petrol price increases.
No, it's true, but I think if you look forward to the next one, with oil now firmly above $60 a barrel, and this is really being driven by comments out of Saudi Arabia saying that they could potentially extend the output freeze that they've got on at the moment, and Russia ratifying that as well. You could see slightly higher oil price. I mean, oil could be drifting up to $70 a barrel, and then we're going to feel it in the next petrol price. So I think, we can count our blessings for only 4 cents this time, because it could potentially get worse.
No December special for us.
No specials for us, unfortunately.
Well, what's expected from the central bank this week? We saw money supply and private sector data out today.
Yeah, so we got a lot of central bank announcements out. So we got the Fed out as well, the FOMC meeting, which is certainly going to drive that Rand dollar trading price. But we're also getting potentially the announcement of a new central bank governor. So in financial circles, you've had Janet Yellen, who is you've got the hawks and the doves. The doves kind of are very good for stock markets. The hawks are very negative for stock markets. And Janet Yellen was a hawk. So there's kind of a battle at the moment between Jerome Powell and John Taylor. John Taylor's the hawk. Jerome Powell is the dove. And we've kind of had Donald Trump tweeting and really just like boosting this up and, really building the hype around the announcement as well. So markets are swinging towards Powell. So we're seeing, a slightly weaker U.S. dollar, which is a good thing, which is one of the reasons our Rand is a bit stronger as well. But certainly that's going to continue to propel those U.S. markets to new highs if we do get more loose monetary policy in the U.S.
Interesting developments. I was really, really liking Janet Yellen because she's a chiquita. I mean, all these dudes, I can't. Lastly, on company news, talk to us about famous brands' results.
Yeah, so Famous Brands certainly feeling the pinch. So, you know, headline earnings down 59% today to 170 per share. Not too much movement because this was the middle of the guided range, and they did give us a very clear trading update ahead of time. But GBK, their acquisition in the UK, certainly struggling. But if you look through to the local portion of the numbers as well, we're seeing like-for-like sales at the likes of Tash's, Turn & Tender, Mythos, those you know, almost premium brands that they hold, also coming off quite steadily. So certainly not, you know, the slightly more wealthy, certainly not escaping the situation in South Africa.
Right. We'll have to leave it there for this evening. Thank you so much for your time. Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boysen with the Day's Market Wrap.